A variety of new netbooks are shown at the CeBIT. These portable computers are for surfing the internet and for performing simple computing tasks. Therefore, they don't need a very strong processor. There are other features which are more important, especially energy efficiency. The world's largest chip manufacturer has responded to that demand and has developed a processor especially for netbooks, the Atom chip. Intel CEO Paul Otellini.
Silverthorne, I think, is going to be one of the most exciting products we've ever produced. It may be as important to Intel as the Pentium was in the mid-90s. Its product promise is to bring Intel architecture at very high performance, but ultra-low power into new usage models.
The other big supplier of the PC industry got into problems with a new kind of notebook computers. Windows Vista, which was Microsoft's main operating system till recently, is just too fat for these smart and slim surfing devices. But in the meantime, even Microsoft is up to date. Jörg Wissing of Asus Computer Incorporated tells us which operating systems run on netbooks today.
The main operating system is currently Windows 7 and for sure also still some devices with Windows XP. We did not use Windows Vista because it needed too much resources of the system and did not go along with the idea of a long battery life. So this was the reason why we did not use Windows Vista.
And of course, there is also Linux running on netbooks. These devices have changed the way people use IT. But Jörg Welters of Ericsson says we may forget netbooks. Not the devices, of course, but the name of these devices.
Yeah, well, what we see is that notebooks, netbooks, e-books will be equipped with a chip to access the mobile networks directly from the manufacturer and not with a dongle as we use it today. So in the future, we see that the difference between smartphones and smart books, e-books will diminish and we cannot really distinguish what is what kind of device. But this will definitely come. This is a huge trend for this year and it's really important for the users.